Today I'll be sharing what I see, which is an incredible opportunity and an incredible honor for me to be standing here. Before I begin, I just have a simple exercise for us all to do. What I want you to do is close your eyes, bow your heads, put your hands in the air. Don't worry, it's not an altar call. Just put one hand, actually, put your right hand in the air. Okay, on the count of three, I'm going to ask you to point your hand in the direction of north. One, two, three. Point north. Okay, open your eyes and have a look around. All right, what do you see? Let me just say this. This is not what I see for the future of C3. This is not what I see for our future. For those who are interested, north is that way. Everybody, let's point north. Look around. What do you see? This is what I see. This is the first part of what I see as a united C3 Global moving forward. Go on. Not just united, but one. The John 17 type of one that we've heard about in a video last night. The John 17 kind of one where Jesus says, and he prays for us, literally in this room, and he prays for all Christians, and he says, in the same way that I and the Father are one, I pray that they will be one. And Jesus said, Father, you've given me your glory so that they may be one. That's what the glory of God is for. Part of what the glory of God is for is to help make us one and to unite us. And so as a C3 Global family, I see us as one moving forward. Now with that oneness, let's bring that into this scripture that I have one scripture to read for you today. 2 Timothy 2:2. This is a well-known passage to many of us. Paul, the apostle, writing to the second generation, and he says this to Timothy, "And the things you have heard me say in the presence of many witnesses, entrust to reliable people who will also be qualified to teach others." This scripture is a scripture about discipleship. It's a scripture about leadership. What I love the most about this scripture is it's a scripture about multiplication. Can you place where we are as a movement in this scripture? Can you see this room is filled with Timothys? We still have the presence of Paul, our Paul in the room, but this room is filled with Timothys. And look at us already. The multiplication hasn't even really begun. God is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. In this scripture here, he is the God of four generations. We're just at the second generation. Imagine what the future has in store. The only way we're going to see that future is if we stay on track together as True North, as one. So what I see, in the light of that, if I had to condense it into one sentence, it's this. I see a multiplying movement of life-giving churches throughout the earth. A multiplying movement of life-giving churches throughout the earth. Now, this is not a radical departure from anything. This is what we already are. But it is just going exponential as we move through the generations to come. Each one of those words means something. Multiplying. Why are we multiplying? Because we are disciple makers. The only way we will multiply is if we continue being disciples who make disciples. Movement. Because we are one. We are in this together. We are a movement. But we are not just a group of people who stay in one place. We are taking ground. There are still cities, there are still villages, there are still nations that we need to move into. Life-giving, because the world does not just need new churches. The world needs more life-giving churches. Churches where the life of God, the river of God, the river of the Holy Spirit meets with people and turns dead things alive, turns the darkness into light. Churches that actually bring transformation in their communities. But our churches, the churches in the world, need life-giving leaders. Life-giving leaders. You can't have a life-giving church or you won't have it for very long unless you're a life-giving leader. And so I see a world filled with life-giving leaders, C3 leaders, and then throughout the earth, because we are global. We are a global movement. I love the fact that we are a global movement. 26 years ago, I came into C3 through a C3 church in Europe. You can tell by my European accent. But I've always appreciated being part of something that is so much bigger than us, something that's so much bigger than our church, something that's so much bigger than our nation, being part of a global movement. We have the privilege in Darwin, in our church, it is kind of a global kind of church. 70% of the people in our church were born overseas. And so I, for those of you who may be hesitant about crossing these cultural things, I want to tell you, it's easy. Just love people. I've made every mistake you can make. I've offended because every culture is different. Something that's expected in one is like the worst thing you can do is taboo in another, and I've done it all. But you know what? My people know that I love them, and I know that they love me. And together, as one, we're going to continue to go global through the nations of the earth, not for our sake, but for the sake of those out there who we are going to bring into here so that they can join us as we say, how good is it? How good is it to be in this place? Amen. Thank you.
Hey, thanks so much for joining us. If you're a pastor or a leader, we'd love to connect with you throughout the year around the world, and our regional gatherings are a great opportunity for pastors to come and discover who we are as a movement. Or if you simply want to come and be refreshed and blessed, you're more than welcome. If you're interested, reach out at hello@c3churchglobal.com. That's hello@c3churchglobal.com. See you again soon.